This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is making it exciting and easy to buy a new car or truck with Chevy's Total Confidence pricing. No need to negotiate because all new 2012 Chevy vehicles have the low price tag on them. Plus, with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee, if you don't love it, you can return it. Going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
First of all, on the Farm Show today, the overnight crude oil market, 31 cents higher at $89.22. The Brent crude, 79 cents higher at $106.75. The December gold contract, a dime higher at $1,607.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.212 lower at 82.846. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat now trading at 860 and 3 quarter, down 10 and 3 quarter. December wheat trading at 882 and 3 quarter, 883 and 3 quarter, that's down a dime. September corn now trading at 796, that's down 4 and a half. December corn trading at 795 and 3 quarter, down 4 and a half. August soybeans now trading at 1657 and 3 quarter, down 24 and a half. September beans trading at 1624 and three quarter. That is down 14. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat closed at 879 and a half, down 8 3/4. December wheat closed at 893 and three quarter. That is down 8 3/4. March wheat closed at 898 and three quarter. That's down 5 1/2. September corn yesterday closed at $8.50, down 6. December corn closed at $8.50, down 4 3/4. March corn closed at $7.99, and that's down 2 1/4. August soybeans yesterday closed at $16.82 1/4, down 38 3/4. September beans closed at $16.38 3/4, down 18. November beans closed at $16.29, down 12. August soybean meal yesterday closed at $5.37.20, down 75. September meal closed at $5.12.40, down 33. October meal closed at $500.80, down 3 cents. August soybean oil yesterday closed at $51.73, down 82. September oil closed at $51.97, down 81. October oil closed at $52.18, down 81. September oats yesterday closed at $3.71, down 9 1/4. December oats closed at $3.72, down 10 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon. Technical trading and profit-taking at the Board of Trade weakened grain futures. Slow export interest for wheat also helped to push wheat prices lower. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at $8 to $8.20, and soybean bids were down 12 to 22 cents at $16.97 to $17.29. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 7 cents weaker at $7.94 to $8.35. Soybeans mostly 33 to 49 cents lower at $16.72 to $17.04. And wheat prices down 8 cents at $8.48 to $8.80. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 to 10 cents lower at $8.01 to $8.08. Soybeans dropped by 43 to 56 cents at $16.88 to $16.91. And new crop wheat prices ended 13 cents higher today at $7.93 to $8.03. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at $8.14 to $8.16. But these same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 46 to 58 cents with quotations at $17.01 to $17.16. Soft red winter wheat ended a dime lower at $8.48 to $8.49 and Milo 5 cents lower at $7.49 to $7.50. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from $7.62 to $7.80. New crop soybean bids at $15.94 to $16.08. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.75 to $8.13, with new crop soybean bids ranging from $15.93 to $16.14. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $7.83 up to $8.16, new crop soybean bids at $16.07 to $16.29, and new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery range from $7.73 to $8.16. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August hogs closed at 93.20, up a quarter. October hogs closed at 79.72, down 57. December hogs closed at $77, down 102. August cattle yesterday closed at $119, up 12. October cattle closed at 124.07, down 32. December cattle closed at 127.25, down 22. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at 139.77, up 115. September feeders closed at 141.12, up 75. October feeders closed at 142.37, up 55. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield once again for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Wednesday, August 1st. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts close 50 cents higher. Carcass base price range, 83.57 to 92. Weighted average, 85.50. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 10,750. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady at 54 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sows mostly steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds, and 400 to 450 pounds at 23 to 27. 450 to 550 pounds at 24 to 29. Over 550 pounds at 27 to 30. Today's estimated receipts, 1,500, and Tuesday's actuals, 1,875. Pork carcass cutout, 94.03. That is up $2.12. The estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection, hogs for today, 409,000. Last week, 402,000. A year ago, 405,000. And week to date of 1,215,000. Cattle today, 128,000. Last week, 129,000. A year ago, 128,000. With week to date of 376,000. Box beef cutout values were steady to week on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 171 fab loads and 94 trim. Choice, 177.69, that is down 13 cents. Select at 170.83, and that is down 26 cents. At the Fairview Livestock Auction, 412 heads sold on Tuesday. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to two higher. Slaughter cows and bulls, two to three higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 110 to 115 and a half. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 110 and a quarter to 114 and a quarter. Slaughter cows, breaking type 77 to 83 and a half. High dressing, 84 to 94. Boning type cows, 71 to 76.5, with lean cows at 59 to 65.5. Slaughter bulls, your grade ones, at 85 to 94.75. At the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, 551 heads sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and cows traded steady. Holstein steers steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter bulls to higher in a light test. Slaughter steers, choice twos to threes, 110 and a quarter to 115 and a half. Holstein steers, choice twos to threes at 102 to 106 and a half. Heifers, choice twos to threes from 110 to 115.75. Slaughter cows, boning type, 76 to 80 and a half, with high dressing at 81 and a half to 85 and a half. Lean cows sold from 70 to 76 and a half, and slaughter bulls, your grade ones, at 82 to 85. Opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction, estimated receipts this morning, 481. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading a dollar to a dollar and a half higher, with Holstein steers steady. Slaughter steers, choice twos to threes, 110 to 115 and a half. Holstein steers, choice twos to threes, 102 to 107. And heifers, choice twos to threes from 110 to 113 and a half. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 164.5 unchanged. For block cheese, 170 down a half. For barrel cheese, 167.5 down 3/4. And the spot price yesterday for Class 3 milk, 1668. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for August, $8.22. For September, $8. Corn delivered to Scottville for August, $8.14. And for September, $8. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for August, $16.62. For September, $16.07. Wheat delivered to Scottville for August, $8.14. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $8.22, corn at Scottville, $8.14, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $16.62, wheat at Scottville, $8.14. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday. Brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. At 621, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
With the heat and drought of this summer, many lawns need to be overseeded to thicken back up. Give Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call. They prepare the soil by working and leveling before seeding a new lawn. They can choose from many different grass seed mixtures to fit your needs. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies, hot today, a slight chance of a shower. The high today about 101 degrees and light southeast winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 70s. Tomorrow, Friday, hot and humid with a slight chance of a shower. The high about 100 degrees. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers on Saturday. Lows in the low 70s, highs in the low 90s. Right now, 71 degrees at the Weather Center on this Thursday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
WSMI, the station you can count on for public affairs programming. Here around Montgomery County with Tobin Ott and around Macoupin County with Rick Davis, alternating weekends on WSMI. Here around Montgomery and Macoupin County at 12:35 every Saturday afternoon and at 12:05 every Sunday afternoon on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. the stations you can count on for public affairs programming.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In our farm news today, House leadership has pulled the measure that would have extended the 2008 Farm Bill for a year and provided disaster aid. A separate disaster aid package is expected to be considered today. The bill will be considered under suspension of the rules, meaning debate will be limited, no amendments will be allowed, and two-thirds vote will be needed for passage. On Wednesday, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brank, and we discussed the area's corn crop.
We are getting a few reports of corn harvest coming in, as expected. You know, still a little bit wet. We're hearing reports of maybe 25 to 26% moisture. Yield range anywhere from 40 to about 130 bushel per acre. And both the producers have told me that they're, well, maybe not the 40 bushel per acre, but the other producer told me he's probably in his best corn now. One good news, though, is that no aflatoxin. So we were a little bit concerned about this, but really I didn't see much of the greenish aspergillus mold out in the cornfield. So that, I guess, really doesn't surprise me, but there's always that potential. So corn harvest has begun. Just by the way, we are going to be doing a county corn yield survey on August the 7th, University of Illinois Extension and Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee are getting together and doing that corn yield survey on August the 7th. I'm not sure, you know, how valuable that information will be. I noticed that Sangamon County has canceled their yield survey, but we're going to go ahead and, you know, just out of curiosity, see what kind of numbers that we can come up with. But very unusual year. I've never seen corn, you know, tasseled by the middle of June. And I've never seen corn black layered by the end of July. So, and that's what's happened this year. So this obviously is going to be a year that we'll never forget.
It would be an unusual year, even if we had gotten normal rainfall, wouldn't it?
Well, that's true. We got planted so early, mid-March, some corn was planted. And, you know, I really never have seen that either. So been very unusual, and unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't cooperate with us a little bit better this year.
What about test weights on some of the corn that's been shelled? Have you heard anything about that?
I've not really heard anything about that. I'm thinking that, it's probably pretty decent, with the, if you have the higher yields, for example, this 130 bushel per acre yield, test weight would probably be fairly decent. But when you get down to the 40 or 50 bushel per acre, test weight might be kind of light. So that I really haven't got a good feel for yet.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. On Tuesday, we talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. We asked him about the soybean markets and if the Chinese will still be big purchasers of the crop.
Well, they are. They've booked a lot, but we've seen the export market, rather quiet, especially in the corn. I mean, we actually saw some negative numbers last week. Soybeans were actually a little bit better than anticipated, and we still see a lot of movement in the meal market, too. That demand is still out there. They're still going to need those, have those needs, and they're still going to come to the market to buy. Whether or not they cancel on some of those down the road, it's definitely possible. But we've seen a lot of South American hedging as well, and they're going to be able to get a lot of supply, but not a lot of supply from South America, but not until the spring months. But it's estimated that Brazil, just Brazil alone, it has sold about 41% of their new crop bushels that will be coming out next spring, and that's versus 9% on a five-year average. So there's been a lot of hedge pressure that's already hit this market. That's part of the reason why the spreads, I think, have been acting so strong. You look out, March beans are only 15.20 versus these front months that are 16.50, August above 17. So they're still going to be in the marketplace. They're still going to have those physical needs, to get bought. And the question is, where do they come from? If we start to see a yield that could creep closer towards the 30 mark instead of 40 in beans, we definitely have a significant amount of rationing still to do.
And that was Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. Recently, the beef quality audit was released, and we have this report from Melissa Slagle.
Results from the 2011 Chekhov-funded National Beef Quality Audit were released this week at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver. Keith Belk, Colorado State University and audit researcher, says audit respondents indicated the industry has done a very good job at improving beef safety, yet that may be one of the biggest hurdles moving forward. Belk says even though the industry continues to invest millions of dollars into beef safety, it's always a concern.
Most of the industry feels that we have invested a significant amount of funds towards improving food safety. We started primarily at the packer sector of the industry and in investing those funds in new technologies to advance food safety. And now we've just sort of started to expand those to other marketing sectors of the industry. And so going forward, even though we've made some substantial progress in improving safety, we need to continue that pathway because there's still a huge risk, huge downside liability for not continuing to evolve that effort.
Data from the audit can directly benefit all cattle producers, says audit researcher Jason Ahola, Colorado State University. He gives us his interpretation of whether implementation of the checkoff's beef quality assurance practices is harder if you're a 100-head cow-calf producer versus a larger producer.
I personally don't see a major obstacle for a medium or even smaller operator to implement beef quality assurance guidelines or practices consistent with that. I guess someone could say, does a small or medium-sized operator have as much time available to be able to go to a meeting and participate, especially if they have a full-time job or something like that? Maybe one could argue that that's the case. But in today's world, with an online certification program available, it seems like it should be easy access to any size producer.
We'll get into the nuts and bolts of specific data points later, but now that all the numbers are compiled, what do we do and where do we go from here? Dr. Tom Field, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, addresses this point.
All an audit does is provide you the opportunity to make better choices. Markets drive choice making. I think there is now sufficient economic pressure, sufficient social pressure that our industry will take this information and will make significant changes in the way that it views not only the delivery of product integrity, eating satisfaction, and telling the story, but do that in a much more proactive way. I think we're an industry that is absolutely at a crossroads and we're at the tipping point. We either get it right or we continue to watch cow numbers slide. And as cow numbers slide, there are undesirable consequences that ripple not only across our industry and all the related industries, but through our society. I think producers are highly motivated. What they need and what I think is incumbent upon the industry is that it is time for industry leaders to step up their game, to drive for a profitable, sustainable future, and to stay out of the weeds and off of the side roads and get right down the highway.
The results of the 2011 National Beef Quality Audit can be found by visiting www.bqa.org. Reporting for the Beef Checkoff, I'm Melissa Slagle. For more about your Beef Checkoff investment, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
In other farm news this morning, the United States Department of Agriculture has declared 98 of Illinois' 102 counties as disaster areas. A combination of extremely hot and dry weather has stunted crop development across the state, especially in corn. Conditions are most critical in southern Illinois. Farmers who believe they may be eligible for assistance should contact their county farm service agency offices. Congressman Aaron Schock is hosting an agricultural summit next Tuesday at Lincoln College. He calls it an opportunity for ag interests to come together and discuss key issues facing the industry like drought conditions, flooding, and government regulations. Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, will also be attending the event. Seating is limited, but you can reserve a spot. Phone 309-671-7027. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced two new pieces of disaster assistance for farmers and ranchers impacted by the drought. For one, Secretary Vilsack is expanding emergency haying and grazing on about 3.8 million acres of conservation land. Secretary Vilsack says this assistance will help livestock producers dealing with climbing feed prices, shortages of hay, and deteriorating pastures. In addition, the secretary announced that crop insurance companies have agreed to provide a short grace period for farmers on insurance premiums in 2012. This means farming families will have an extra 30 days to make payments without incurring interest penalties on unpaid premiums. Secretary Vilsack says this will help farm families struggling with cash flow challenges because of natural disasters. On the Saturday Farm Show, we'll talk to Illinois High School rodeo queen J.C. Littrell of Lincolnwood High School. She recently competed in the National High School Rodeo and Queen Contest in Wyoming. The Saturday Farm Show, Saturday morning at 6:15 and Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Right now, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat, 869 and a quarter, that's down 10 and a quarter. December wheat trading at 883, that's down 10 and three quarter. September corn now trading at 796 and a quarter, down four and a quarter. December corn trading at 796, down four and a half. August soybeans now trading at 1661 and a half, down 20 and three quarter. September beans trading at 1627 and a quarter, that's down 11 and one half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.